إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu blessed all of mankind by sending his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam for all of us, and by sending with him a method of living in this world which we know as the Deen of Islam. In the Deen of Islam there is the law which is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which we know as the Sharia of Islam. Now the reason I'm saying this is to remind myself and you that this Sharia came for you, it came for me. It means, what I mean by that is that this Sharia is for us individually and personally. The Sharia does not change depending on our location, our geographical location in the world. For example, whatever Sharia is applicable on me sitting here in India today is still applicable to me if I go to Australia tomorrow, will still continue to be applicable to me in the same way if I go from Australia to Japan, from Japan to China, from China to America, from America to Argentina, to Venezuela, to the United Kingdom, to Saudi Arabia, wherever. The same Sharia will be applicable on me no matter where I am geographically located and no matter where I live in the world. For example, when I am sitting in India here, there are 5 salawat which are fard on me. There are 5 prayers which are fard on me. They will continue to be fard on me no matter which part of the world I travel to, no matter what the local law of the land is. For example, if I go to Australia, obviously in Australia, there is no Islamic law as such. So therefore, Australian law remains silent on whether or not I should pray 5 times a day. Australian law permits me to practice my religion as I wish. Australian law does not compel me to do this or that. So therefore, what do I do now? I stop praying? No, I continue to pray because my prayer is fard on me, irrespective of what the law of the land may be saying. Similarly, zakat is fard on me. So if I'm in India, I pay zakat on my money, on whatever gold and silver I may have, and so on and so forth. Now, if I go from here to Japan, the same zakat is fard on me, and I will be compelled to take that zakat out of my money and give it in charity to people who are deserving of the zakat. So also everything else. How, if I get married, for example, in India, there is a Islamic method of getting married, right? Now, if I go to America and I want to get married in America, will the method of marriage be, will it be changed? Will the nikah be done in a different way because I'm in America? So the point I'm making here is that many times we get these questions and people ask this question where they say, I'm living in such and such a place, and this is my job. I'm an engineer, or I'm a doctor, or something. In this place where I'm living, this is not a Muslim country, and there is no Islamic law which is applicable in this country. Interest-based banking is permissible in this country. The tragedy is that interest-based banking is permissible practically in all countries, including so-called Muslim countries, including so-called countries which claim to have the Sharia as their law. We have reduced the Sharia to chopping of hands. That's it. And that's the reason why the whole world hates the word Sharia. People hate the term Sharia. They use it like a swear word, like a curse word. And they say, oh, the Muslims want to implement the Sharia, because to them, Sharia is just chopping hands. They don't know, they don't understand anything else of the Sharia. It's not their fault, because we don't show anything else of the Sharia. We don't show the charity of the Sharia. We don't show the justice of the Sharia. We don't show the compassion of the Sharia. We only show the criminal code of the Sharia, which has punishments which are exemplary for the simple purpose that they would make the crime so problematic, and they make the crime so difficult to do, they make the crime so horrific for the aspiring criminal that he or she will not even think of doing that crime. That's the purpose of the criminal code and the harsh punishments in it. If people just went around chopping hands, then if you went to a country where the Sharia was applicable, you would probably find a whole lot of people with one hand, because the other one had been chopped because they stole a piece of bread or something. I mean, that's not how the Sharia works. But what do you do? How can you blame anyone else for misunderstanding the Sharia when we never show it? So we have Muslim countries in which they claim the Sharia is the law of the land, but they have interest-based banks about interest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war on the one who deals with interest. So I don't know how those people are going to justify that. But my point I'm making is that we get this question to say that I'm living in such and such a country where the Sharia is not applicable. So therefore, can I put my money in a fixed deposit and can I take that interest? Can I get a house on mortgage and pay interest? Can I get a loan from a bank to buy a car or whatever and pay interest? Can I do life insurance and so on? All of which are interest-based transactions. And the person asking the question wants to use the logic, or at least he's asking a question. Wallahu alam, he's probably not using alhamdulillah, he's asking a question. He's not just doing something. But the logic that he has been told by somebody is that because you live in a land which is not a Muslim land, a land which is secular or which is non-Muslim in terms of its government and culture and so on, therefore you are permitted not to follow the Sharia. Now this is complete nonsense, because if you die in that land, are you going to be cremated? Because that's the cremating, burning the body is the norm in that country. What's the issue? I mean, the whole point to understand is the Sharia is not applicable on the land. The Sharia is applicable on me. It's applicable on you, specifically on us as individuals. And therefore, it is our responsibility to fulfill the law which applies to us. And the law which applies to us makes interest haram. The law which applies to us makes alcohol haram. It makes pork haram. I mean, think about that. I mean, just use the same logic and say that if I am permitted to deal with interest in America, then automatically I should also be permitted to eat pork in America. I should also be permitted to drink alcohol in America, because all of those things are legal in that country. That's part of their culture. So therefore, I should be allowed to do that. Right, I should be allowed to do whatever is done in America, because I am living in America, and therefore the Islamic Sharia does not apply to me. And that's the logic that is being used. Now, quite obviously, this logic is faulty. This logic makes absolutely zero sense, and that's what we need to be clear in our minds, and we need to convince ourselves that don't fall foul of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The law applies to us irrespective of whether that is the law of the land in which we live or not. The law of the Sharia applies to the Muslim irrespective of where he or she lives. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to think clearly and to arrive at those solutions which are beneficial for us and which are pleasing to him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.